friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We are discussing being Yotzei Shema in La'olam Yehei Adam, even though you're going to be saying it later. And we're talking about Kriya Shema, Tkiya Shofar, how you're Yotzei twice, that you're Yotzei first, shall all say their brachas, then I'll say their brachas. And we saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And now we are going to continue. And again, this is based on a tshuva of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frumer. And I see it, we've already had a number of shiurim based on his sefer. And I see it as a huge, huge, colossal schus that we can learn his Torah. And I just ask the Rabbeinu Shlalom that he give us life so that we can learn more. The Rosh, the Ran, and the Balaam Or copy the Lashon of Rav Haigon, who writes as follows: V'atachshu kinoflu b'mei Rabbi Avos Sofik b'davar zeh sh'ri Mishnayis kedumos echad omer shel shibavus v'echad omer shel shvarim v'kam rabai b'ho pligi kacha yadav miyom kadmonim minag l'cho Yisrael miyom osim t'ri yibavus kalos Rasni Babas Kvedim, Shem Shvaram, Elevel Yotim de Hovasan, Vahayuadvaram, Nirim Kehaluka, Afal Pishaina Haluka, Ukshabara Biabo, Ral, the Takin Takona, Shako Yisrael Oisem Maise Echot, Vilayube Nam Dover, Shalad Yotos Nirik Haluka. So, what's the pshat that we're blowing different Tkiya Shvaram through a Tkiya? Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya Tkiya Trua Tkiya. So that's the Takan of Rabbi Abo. That's one of the things Rabbi Abo was famous for. Rabbi Abo was a Mor from Eretz Yisrael, third generation, end of the 3rd century, the beginning of the 4th century. One of his Chashuva Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan. He lived in Kesarin. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. And he represented the Jews in front of the Roman authorities. Very, very wise man. And he was not a Rebbe of Yochanan, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And he tells us many, many, many things in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Of his Talmidim are Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yirmiya. Anyway, Rabbi Zeira was famous for his Takana of Tkiya Shofar. It says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Askin Rabbi Abo b'Kesari Tkiya Shleish Shvarim Trua Tkiya. Rabbi Abo instituted in Caesarea the following order of sounding the shofar. First to Tkiya, a simple and uninterrupted sound, then three Shvarim, broken sounds, then a Trua, a series of short blasts, and finally another Tkiya. The Gemara says, Mamanav Shachet Shver. If according to Rabbi Abo, if it's whimpering, short consecutive sounds, do tkiya trua tkiya. And if it's trua, if it's moaning, trua is moaning, genuchei ganach, then do shvarim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abo is uncertain about whether a trua means moping or moaning or whimpering, whether it's genuchei ganach, whether it's And therefore, he instituted that both types of sound should be included to ensure that one fulfills his obligation. But then Rabbi Aviyah says, what are you talking about? Because maybe, Domi Yalule Yalav Kom Afsik Bein Shlosh Shvarim Bein Tura L'Tkiya. Perhaps Tura is whimpering, and the addition of three Shvarim interrupts between the Tura and the initial Tkiya, which disqualifies the whole set. So the Gemara says that's why you do a Tkiya Trua Tkiya set. And then maybe perhaps this Ravina Trua is moaning, and the Trua interrupts between the Shvarim and the final Tkiah. So the Gemara says that's why you do a Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah set. So you got it all in there. Tashrat, Tarat, Tashat. El Rabbi Abo, my asking, Ignu Cheganicha Avda Yola Yola Avda. But if you anyway, you must do two sets of blasts, so why did Rabbi Abo institute that you should perform a Tkiah Shvarim Trua Tkiah set? If it's moaning, you did it. And if it's Tkiah, you did it. And if it's whimpering, you did it. You did the Shvarim, you did the Trua. Why do you have to have both? And then the Gemara says, no, he's Mesupik. Maybe it's both. It's Ganach V'yalil. So you need all three sets. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. So Rav Haigon says, don't think that pitom then they had a suffix. And the truth is that you're yotze with both of them. However you do, you're trua, you're cool. The only thing is, different people did different things, and he wanted all the Jews to do the same thing. And it shouldn't look to people as if we're doing different things, even though they're all fine. It doesn't seem to be pash to say Gemara. In any event, that's Rav Haigon says, and he's copied by the Rishonim. So, Ramban and the Mulchamas is Tameya. And what's the kasha of the Gemara? V'dilma gnuche gonach v'komavski trua ben shvarim l'tkiah. Maybe it's a gnicha, maybe it's a moaning. And then you're making a hefsek of a trua between the shvarim and the tkiah. Kem de l'kuliyama yotzin gam b'tashrat. So if the Kuli Alma you're Yotze with Tashrat, with Tkiah Shvarim Trua Tkiah, according to Rav Haigon, so what's the Hefsek here? What's the problem? V'nei kol Rishonim he'atiku divrei Rav Hai hanal v'andu materis l'roshem, and they made it, all the Rishonim copied this Rav Haigon, and they made it a crown on their heads. It was schwer for the Rishonim to say that biz Rabbi Avo, until Rabbi Abo, we weren't mekayim the mitzvah properly. So therefore, they insisted that, like Rav Hai said, they were right all along, and just Rabbi Abo made sure that you did it. He made it standard for everybody. But be'etzem you're yotze, however you do the shvarim. However you do the trua. We do it gnuche gonach, yilul yolil, both. V'nei kol rish, v'nir leni yustaiti, haklusha v'aratusha, that's a lashon mitsuya by the Eretz Tzvi, in my very weak knowledge, very broken knowledge. V'yashiv zal pisvaras Rav Haizal, v'shal yukshe kushis haramban, so I want to be miyashiv Rav Hai, and I don't want you to have a problem with the Ramban. The Neberitva, right, the Ramban's Kashav, what's the Gemara's Kashav? Asking, there's going to be a Hefsek of a Trua, if that's really the correct way of doing it. The Neberitva, Kashav, the Dover Zayim, Trua, Gnuche, Ganacha, Yul, Yala, Tali, Beminak. The Beminak, Himisra, Be Milsil, Yala, Lazadin, the Trua, Tzarech, Lios, Yul, Yala, Vimaderach, Lignois, Lignoyach, Tzarech, Lasses, Shvarim. So the Ritva says, depends what you do when you have a Tzara. If you moan, then it's moaning. If you whimper, then it's whimpering. If you make then that's how you blow. And if you make that's how you blow. I ain't shum in the ritva. Nearly new state, the lean svaras of Haigon. The Zetalia bank should token bechever ear. I'll say the rabruchas. The us chashuvan call it sibur kaguf echot came in a mitzvah b'torah sibur. The mitzvah yachid like a mitzvah, I'll say the rabruchas. So it depends on whether they blow publicly. I'll say the rabruchas. Then the whole sibur is like one goof. Since the mitzvah is b'toras tzibur, because as a yachid there's no mitzvah, I'll say the habrachas, like we saw earlier in the previous year from the Gemara. V'al kendei mitzvah from lios tzibur, v'chashivi kol tzibur kaguf echod. Like we see a svar like that in Nidan Dav Zayin, that since you need a tzibur, since the mitzvah is only b'toras tzibur, the tzibur is considered like a guf echad. Because K'mavur b'toisus nida dav zayin dimein chiyuv chala rak al yidei tzeirif zatsim agorim l'tzeirif ayin sha. V'achinami b'nidon didon heira detogim b'chever ir al seder brachas d'mitar asibur k'asin Allah. Since here they're blowing publicly al seder brachas mitar asibur as a community v'lulei zos l'haya shayach mitzvah zu, and without it there wouldn't be such a mitzvah. That itself creates a one goof. That's what makes them one. Since you can't do it without a tzibur, that's what creates this unity of the tzibur. This guf echad. Uvetoch tzibur nimsa kol. Now, this tzibur is now, okay, so now we've established that a tzibur is a guf echad. I don't know why I have to come on to the Tosis and Nida, but the point is that a tzibur is a guf echad. Now, among this tzibur, which is a guf echad, some people, when they have a tzara, they moan. Other people, when they have a tzara, they whimper. Now, it could be that in this particular tzibur, you don't have moaners and whimperers. But it doesn't matter. A tzibur is like Klal Yisrael, like we see in the Sefer Shefatal and Daf Hei Amud Beis. And therefore, as Klal Yisrael, you have moaners and you have whimperers. Basari have Koach HaKlal, and they're considered a guf echad. So therefore, if Haigon Svar is correct, you're Yotze whether you do Gnuchei Ganach, or whether you do Yilulei Yolil, whether you moan, whether you whimper, as long as it's a cry, that a Jew would cry that way, that's enough. And that the Gemara asks, that maybe the correct way is Gnuchei Ganach, and the Tura is a Hefsek, or Lehefech, maybe the correct way is Yilulei Yolil, and the Shvarim is a Hefsek, that's talking about a Yachid, who's blowing on his own, then he's not Mitztarif to the Klal. If he had Tzeirif to the Klal, then he'd be cool, even if however he did it. But he's a Yachid. And a Yachid has the status of a Yachid. He can't blow however he wants. He's not Mitzeirif to the Klal, Legabe Mitzvah Tkiyah. And therefore, it depends on him, like the Ritva says. If his Derech is Yulule Yolil, then that's the Mitzvah, Trua. If his way is Ginuche Ganach, if he moans, then he moans, Shvarin. Like it says in Kalim, in the 17th Perek in the Mishnah, Hakol Fi Mashu Adam. Al Kain Parach Shapir, Dech Kapasik Rabbi Abo Vatani, Lekule Alma Tashrat. Halafamim Nafik Minei Churva Biyachid Atokea. So in other words, the Gemara's Kasha is, now explains the Rebbe, that how do we paskin? How does Rabbi Abo paskin that everybody does Tashrat? So you know what harm's going to come out of that? A Yachid's going to be Tokeya. And a Yachid is going to be Mafsik, because the Yachid is either going to be a moaner or a whimper. So for the Yachid, it's going to be a Hefsik. For the Tzibur, it's not a Hefsik, because however you do it, Trua, Tarat, Tashrat, Tarat, Tashat, however you do it is cool, because as long as you're crying, as long as there are Jews that cry that way, that's perfect. So for the Tzibur, you're cool. But there's going to be a Churban al Tziyachid. That the Yachid's going to end up doing Tashrat. And for him, it's going to be a Hefsek. So the Gemara's Teretz says, no. You do the other ones as well. V'ulagam kavanas Rav Hai kitvarav. Rak dekoy ala token b'chever yir al seder abrochas. Kashir b'ruba d'ruba. So Rav Hai was talking about, Rav Hai who says, however you do it is fine, is talking about when we blow publicly. And that's usually the way it's done. So your yotze, however you do it. And Rabbi Abo made a takana to make it standard for everybody. To make it tashrat, tarat, tashat, tarat. And this way it's standard. He made this takana in Caesarea. Because he's talking about publicly. Publicly, however you do it is fine. So until Rabbi Abbo, however you blew is fine. And then a Yachid, he blew, like the Ritva said, however he cries, whether it's a whimper or a moan, or a moan. But the Tzibur, wherever they did it was fine. And then Rabbi Abbo came and he made it standard. So for and for the kash of the Ramban, right? The Ramban asked on Rabbi Hai, my Hai, what are you talking about? How can you say that however you do it is fine? What's the Gemara's kasha that if you do Tashrat, there's going to be a hefsek? There's no hefsek. However you do it is fine. The answer is, we're talking al tziyachid. For a yachid, there's going to be a hefsek. For a yachid, there's going to be a hefsek. But for the rabbim, no. We're just concerned that if the rabbim do it this way, then when a yachid does it, it's going to be a hefsek. It's going to be a hefsek for the yachid. So the answer is we're not concerned about the hefsek for the yachid because he does tashat and tarat also. So the yachid is cool. So we understand Rav Hai is not a kash at all, Rav Hai going. And Achinami, when a tzibur does it, however they do it, it's fine. Tashrat, tarat, tashat. And the hefsek problem is only for the yachid. And it could be that Rav Hai's whole takana was only for the tzibur. We were just worried that the yachid is going to learn from the tzibur. But Rav Hai's whole takana was for the tzibur. That the tzibur should do it this way. And the yachid can do it and the yachid does it as he cried. So until Rabbi Abbo, Rov Yisrael, blew b'chever here, they're yotzei b'chol ofen. And when the Yachid would blow, he'd blow Kefim and Hago. And then Lechora Viter, what's going to happen, Viter? Lechora Viter, now everybody does it in the standard way. Could say maybe Rav Hai means that even Viter, this is only for the Chever ear. Only the Chever Yer does it in all three ways, and the Yachid does it as he does it. Or you could say, no, now that Vaiter, Bepashtus, now it's a standard for everybody. But the Gemara is not a Kasha and Rav Hai. Rav Hai says that you ought to say, however you do the middle Trua is fine. The Gemara says, Ay, Tashrat's going to be a Hefsek. No, it's only going to be a Hefsek for the Yachid, because he has to do it like he cries. But for the Tzibur, Tzibur includes everybody. Since the Tzibur includes everybody, until then they were Yotze, however they did it. And there's no problem with Hefsek. We're worried that the Yachid's going to learn from that, and then he's going to do it not like he cries. And then anyway, afterwards, Rav Abbo made this Takana, and now it's standardized, and now we do a Tashrat, and we do Tashat, and we do Tarat, and we follow it all. But until then, however you did it was fine. Your yotze bechever ear, however you do it, because chever ear represents all of Klal Yisrael, and there are different ways that Jews cry. Ubezas a shapri minig Yisrael sheviu atos svarosh to bekiyas miyushev taku kol asvekas to Rabbi Abbo tashrat tashat tarat b'chol seder banushim to bekiyas miyushev tokam b'toras yichidim k'dei lekayim ata mitzvah shel Torah. וכולם יוצאים בין בשברים, בין בטור, בין בשתיהם יחד. אך הימיני הוא מפקס, על כן תוקן תשרת למלכיס, Tashat lezichronis, Tarat leshoifris, v'hu nachon v'yosher be'ezes Hashem yizbarach. Says the Heilige Gaon Hazoi. We had asked, what's pshat? That when you do tkiyas to Mu'umad, the Rishonim had asked, why do you do al seder malchi as tashrat, zichronis tashat, and shoifris tarat? It's a stira. So teretz is like this. When you're blowing the first time, miyushav, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not making the brachas, you're doing it al tziyachid, and if you're doing it al tziyachid, then it goes according to your nature. So therefore, some people cry like this, some people cry like that, so therefore, we do it all. We make sure to cover all of our bases. So we blow all the sveikas. Mashenkem, when we get to the tkiya al seder abrachas, so you're ready, yotze the doraisa. We go back to Rav Hai Gon, Avim Shel Yisrael, that elu velu divrei elokim chayim, however you do it is fine, because now we're b'tzibur. Everybody's yotze, whether you do it shvarim, true, or no matter what. So which one are you going to knock out? So what do you do? So for Malchias, you do Tashrat. For Zichroinas, you do Tashat. And for Shoifers, you do Tarat. So the first time around, you make sure to be Yotze, you're doing it B'Taras Yechidim. So you make sure to have a full cycle of each one. Of Tashrat, a full cycle. Of Tarat, a full cycle. Of Tashat, a full cycle. You make sure to do it all, not just one of them. You do a full cycle of all three. So you do three times each. And then when you get to Shmoneh Esrei, when you get to Seder HaBrachos, so now you've already been Yotzei your Doraisa. They have to be Mekayim Yer Derabanan. So then we go back to the words of Rav Hai Gon. Since you're B'tzibur, however the Tzibur does it, you're Yotze, right? So when you do Tashrat, you're Yotze. So we do that for Zah Malchias. When you do Tarat, you're Yotze. We do it for Zichronis. Tashrat, you do Zichronis. You do Tarat, you do Zah Malchias. You have to do all three for all three. That's not how we do it. So this is incredible, an incredible teretz. We got first time around b'taras yechidim, and this way you got to cover all your bases. And then the second time around, you're doing it b'taras sibur. So whatever you do is fine. So when you do 10 kolos of tashrat, you're cool. When you do 9 times tarat, tashat, you're cool. Tarat, you're cool. So that's the Mahalach, and the Kozhik lover says that this is Yasha. This is a good teretz. Nachon v'Yasha. Awesome. All right. So the Maisa for us, may I correct myself, we do Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Trua Tkiya. So there we cover all of our bases. But in theory, even if you would just do Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, you'd be fine. Tkiya Trua Tkiya, you'd be fine. Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, you'd be fine. Because when you're doing it B'taras Sibur, however you do it is fine. It's only B'taras Yechidim. There you run into trouble. There you don't run into trouble. But there you have to make sure to do them all, to have all your bases covered, because this way you'll depends how it's individual, like we saw in the Ritva. It's like each person does. And how does each person do? Some people do like this, some people do like that, some people yulayale, and some people gnuche gonach. So it really depends on the person. And just beforehand, when we blow, when we blow Tkiyas the Yeshiva, the Miyushav, there we do today Tkiyas Shvarim Tura Tkiyah, Tkiyas Shvarim Tura Tkiyah, Tkiyas Shvarim Tura Tkiyah, and then we do Tkiyas Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyas Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyas Shvarim Tkiyah, and then we do Tkiyas Tura Tkiyah, Tkiyas Tura Tkiyah, Tkiyas Tura Tkiyah, Gedola. That's what we do beforehand. Is there we Yotze Al Tichidim, and then Viter. The way we do it today, it's again not a problem because we also cover our bases. But in the old days, they did just for Zechur Malchias Tashrat and for Zechronas Tashrat and Tashat and then Malchias Tashat Tarat. So they're also fine because then we're going back to the Tzibur and Al Tzibur. You could do it however you want. So that is a beautiful Yishuv. Now, with this, we can also be Miyashev Minag Rov Yisrael. That we say Kriya Shema in the morning by Atahu. Well, the Divrei Beis Yosef b'shem Rei Nochel Laskim. So how do we do? Because if it's still Zman Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema with the brachas. Well, if you mashak asavdi matzasi tuf tamlim in hagam. No, I have a teretz. Why? Because if Tosis in the Rosh at the beginning of Parakaya Kori b'shem Rav Haigon, began to Rav Haigon, the Hadar Brachas and Makvos Kriya Shema, Hanad Yafka be Yachid Vobat Sibur Makvos. That the Brachas aren't Makav Shema. That's a Yachid. Yachid doesn't need Brachas. But a Tzibur needs Brachas for Shema. And if so, it's a Mamash like Tkiya Shoifer. That Bechever here, when you're in public, you need Brachas. And when you're in private, you don't need Brachas. So in Kain Adarabba, Tov Yafiv Noi Minag Yisrael Lomar, Kriya Shema Babogre Tzalatahu. What do you do? First you yotzei chiv daraisa b'taris yichidim. And then your kriya shema there is a mitzvah. And then you daven b'tzibur and you yotzei the chiv darabani kriya shema seder b'yachoseh. And it's a different sug mitzvah. Then a kriya shema ba'atzma mitzvah akbetzeh for brachas. There it's an under a sort kriya shema. There it's a kriya shema mit brachas. Earlier it's kriya shema on brachas, without brachas. So earlier on you're getting the sug mitzvah of brachasless kriya shema b'taris yichidim. And then weiter, you're getting the bar mitzvah of Kriya Shema with brachas al tzibur. So if someone's davening b'yichidus l'chora, then he shouldn't say it earlier, because then there's not two sug mitzvahs. He might as well do it all in one shot. But that's what we saw before, earlier on in the previous year, that if you have two suge mitzvahs, you have two different types of mitzvahs, you do them separately. So we have the same model that we have by Kriya Shema, that by Tkiyah Shofar we have by Kriya Shema. Tkiyah of Yechidim and Tkiyah of Tzibur, and that's the Chibuv Mitzvah, that you're doing two Suge Mitzvahs. You're doing with Brachas, without Brachas, Yechidim and Tzibur, so too by Shema. First you're reading it Al Tziyachid, without Brachas, and then Tzibur with Brachas, and you're Yotzei the Mitzvah, first Doraisa, and then the Rabbanan. And the Beis Yosef, who asked this Kasha, and he says, no, don't read Shema in Lola Mi'adam. Because he's l'shitaso that brachas aren't makev kriya shema klal afilu b'tzibur. So he says that it's the same sug. It's the same vort, kriya shema b'yachad, kriya shema b'tzibur. So then there's no inyan, there's not two suge mitzvahs. So therefore don't do it in lola mi'adam, b'yotzei in regular shema. But Rav Haigon is l'shitaso. Rav Sein Abayi tells us in the Rosh that it's tov, v'makubal, v'yafeh, our minug to read in the morning. And it's al tchibuv mitzvah. That's the chibuv. The chibuv is to do it twice. Once al tziyachid, biyotzi yudarayitz, and the second time al tzibur. But again, as the Rebbe points out, if you're doing it biyachid, davening biyachidus, then just biyotzi the second time. First they would read Shema with the Tzibur, Bizman, and then they would go ahead and read it with the Brachas. With Masha Ketav the Yosef Tamim Minna glasses came B'tzibur Davka to B'tzibur Brachas Makvas Kriya Shema. Al Keno Yim Machakum Mitzis Kriya Shema L'Shnai Mei Karitz Nidei Chovas Derayis Shilu B'lo Brachas V'ach Yotzim Chiv Darabana B'tzibur Shiu Davka B'tzerv B'richose Avu Mamish Kmo Shal Osim B'tkiyas Te'irbu V'u Nochum B'siyata D'shmayo. He says that's what they used to do. They used to read first Kriya Shema B'zman, And then they would read it with the brachas, with the tzibur. That's the whole vort, that it has to be with the tzibur, because then it's a different type of mitzvah. Okay, so there's another two paragraphs here in the tshuva. But we've been zochem mamish b'siyata d'shmaya. I hope we are correct in our havana. But we were zochem to do a beautiful, beautiful tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi. So it's very, very gratifying. So I hope that we take this gratification weiter, and we learn many, many more tshuvas together. B'simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol. Thank you so, so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more Eretz Tzvi Shiurim and other things, other Shiurim obviously also. We're not in any way memayet the demus of other Shiurim. Every Shiur has its own unique shine and simcha, and we just thank Hashem that we have this chus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.